is Northwood Football Weekly. Live from Molasses on Main Street in Midland, Northwood Athletics on ESPN 100.9 FM are presented by Garber Chevrolet of Midland. Now let's go inside the pack with Travis McCurdy and Timberwolves head football coach Leonard Haynes.
Good evening and welcome back to another episode of Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Molasses in downtown Midland, home to Northwood Football Weekly. Leonard Haynes, how are you?
Hear me?
You know what?
Oh man, you
I'm gonna be. I muted you, but why did I mute you, Coach Haynes?
Because I'm stuffing my face.
Exactly. I was about to give a little read to a molasses, but you're. How are the wings?
Wings are great. I like them.
That's
a little ranch on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Well, it is the home of Northwood Football Weekly. More importantly, some of the best barbecue around. Specialize in St. Louis style barbecue. Their signature sauce. The molasses sauce is my favorite barbecue sauce of all time. And I'm not just saying that. I'll tell it to people off the air.
Okay.
If you want to wait, ask me again off the air.
I'll tell you the same thing.
Okay. Molasses features deals every day of the week. And tonight's special is the prime rib sandwich, which I will be enjoying shortly as soon as we get done with the show. Open till 9 o'clock. Come on in. Have a great meal, a great place. And come visit us if you want to. We're on the air till 6:35. MolassesBarbecue.com for online ordering. After Coach Haynes tonight, we'll have junior wide receiver Brian Kieft, and then men's soccer coach Stevie Shard will preview their home opener. Coach Haynes spilling water and stuffing his face. Good start to the show.
Love it.
Coach, coming off the game at Tiffin, 40-6 loss. We knew Tiffin was a really good team, and we knew we had to play mistake-free football. Started really well with the opening drive, but they jump on you with any mistake because they're, and particularly their defensive line you talked about last week too, and all those things really came to be.
Yeah, I think Tiffin is a very seasoned football team. You know, they had a lot of guys back out of COVID. You know, some of those guys took the extra year, and you can tell they're a little bit more mature, a little bit more bigger. I thought the quarterback was a very good quarterback, but that defensive line really stood out. I think it'll be one of the best that we've seen throughout the GLIAC. Those guys were pretty stout up front. But with all that said, you know, like I said, our guys came out offensively. I know initially we moved the ball. We did some good things. But again, you know, later on, I think in that first half, they had a goal line stance on us. We had four opportunities to get in. It was fourth and one, and we couldn't crack the end zone. But we show signs of being pretty good, but it's just sustaining it and finishing things off, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that really, I think, was the key part of the game, 100%, was it's second quarter. You guys put together a really nice drive. Yep. You said you got second goal at the one. You're down 14-6 at that point. Don't score on three plays. Go for a fourth down. Don't get it. And Tiffin immediately goes 99 yards in five plays. And what should have or could have potentially been a tie game in the span of six plays goes from you being tying the game to now being down two touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They went down the field again. The season team, they didn't panic. They were backed up, came out, five plays, you know, and they take it in. So we just got to grow and learn from these experiences. We're a young football team. I understand that. And we definitely have to keep taking each lesson and build off of it. And don't make the same mistake twice.
You came out real strong, though. First opening drive went right down the field, and our next guest, Brian Keefe, got a touchdown to cap that drive. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because it was fourth and 16?
Yes, it was.
And you guys went for it and scored the touchdown on it. Obviously, you were kind of in no man's land there where you knew that a punt wasn't going to gain you much and you're out of field goal range. But talk about that decision to actually go for it on that situation.
Yeah, like you said, we're in a no man's land right there.
39-yard. You know, I should mention it was the tip at 39-yard line.
And, you know, field goal now, the way the wind was blowing. And, you know, Coach Arnold looked at me and said, "You want to go for it?" I said, "Well, let's go for it." And I think we ran, I can't remember, I think it was initially four verts to call, but we caught Keith over in the corner, man, made a great catch for a touchdown. You know, he capped that off. So it was a little gutsy. You know, usually you want to go to the sticks, meaning the first down, try to get that first down. But we decided let's just go up top, and I thought that was excellent. All right, guys, executed. Good call by Coach Arnold, and we get on the board.
And something about Tiffin makes Keefe make great touchdown catches in that corner of the end zone every time, too.
Yeah, Keefe actually told me that. He said, "Coach, against Tiffin, I make some spectacular catches. Or I have a good game, or I have a touchdown." So we got to get him after Tiffin to keep doing the same thing.
Well, I heard you were playing Tiffin in 2 weeks again then, right?
Oh, just, man.
But you're just telling him that, is that
yeah,
correct?
Just him.
Yes.
Everybody we play is Tiffin to him now.
Yeah, that was a 39-yard touchdown to open the scoring, went Northwood up 6-0. But I think the other thing, too, that can kind of fall under the radar when you see the final score, your defense really played much, much better in the second half. And really, yeah. I mean, they scored 5 points, and one of them was on safety. So, I mean, like, and that was on special teams. So,
yes.
I mean, it was your defense really showed some signs in that second half.
Yeah, you know, we came out again. You got to be able to put that stuff together.
Of course.
From the beginning to the end. But second half, I was proud of our guys. They really got after it. Tiffin was going pretty fast-paced offense, and we were able to hang in there and get off the field. I believe we got a couple turnovers in that time span. So, again, we had opportunities. And so, like I said, at the end of the day, we just got to be able to finish better. We got to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that we earn and turn them into some points.
Talking with Leonard Haynes here on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Now you get the odd early season bye week.
Yeah.
It's kind of unusual. Not really. You didn't have much of a choice in the matter.
No.
But what do you think about the early season bye week?
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, yeah. you get a bye week this first couple games or third game, and, you know, we look for a game all year throughout the summer. So it was kind of a struggle. So we ended up, what we did was just say turn to a positive. Obviously, after coming off of the game we came off of, it was probably much needed, to be honest. We took advantage of it. Our guys practiced. We had practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and today. And we'll let them off for the weekend, and we'll be back at it on Sunday. So give us a little bit of advantage to clean up some things, give us some advantages in terms of preparing for Northern Michigan as well.
Yeah, and obviously everybody's, even it's football, everybody's a little banged up,
yeah.
Chance to get some guys some rest and stuff,
right.
Chance to get some other guys back too in
yep.
the lineup. And so it'll be interesting. So now how did you approach the bye week? Did you have normal practices? Did you go a little less, a little more? How did you approach those practices this week?
Well, we wanted to focus on development of our guys.
And that's something you don't get to do very often.
Correct.
This time of year.
So we're able to do that, focus on some of the young guys as well. And like I said, we just cleaned up some things, but it was good because we cut back, we condensed practice down some. We only went about an hour and a half or so, so it was just more concentrated and to work on the things we needed to get done.
Now, looking forward, you got to next week. This week, nothing on Saturday, but then Northern Michigan, and this is another unusual thing about the season. First of two games against Northern Michigan this
yes.
season, which is very unusual because of the way the GLIAC now unfolds. So
yes.
it's your first chance to play them, and I know it's very early, but last year you got last. I keep saying last year. Every time I write about it, I say last year. I have to say 2 years ago, you got a win against Northern Michigan, and so obviously the prep work and everything is to get back to your stadium and get a win in 2 weeks.
Correct.
What have you done anything with Northern looking
yes,
at?
Yes, we actually were able to get ahead a little bit more today. We put some things in that we think we're going to see, and hopefully they send it to our advantage, really.
Yeah.
So offense, defensive guys, special teams, we're working on some of the Northern stuff more so today and a little bit of yesterday as well. So hopefully, again, that starts to get our guys mentally prepared for what we're going to see, you know, come Saturday.
So for you, Coach Haynes, no game Saturday. What does that mean? What is Coach Haynes going to do this week?
Recruiting.
Okay.
All the coaches out. Actually, some left tonight. Some leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we'll be out recruiting, watching high school football games throughout the weekend. So it's a great time to catch up on some of the recruiting, get around, see some of the guys that we like or offer or going to offer. And, you know, it's just good to be seen, do a little bit of marketing for Northwood University. And we'll see what happens. But definitely gains some footing with recruiting.
Yeah, and you don't have to say where you're going, but you got a game Friday night, and then are you going to another one Saturday, or how are you handling this?
Well, I'm going to probably head down to Ohio.
Oh, okay.
And go look at a few guys, catch a game hopefully Friday night, and then I'll be back on Saturday, bringing my butt back home.
Okay, yeah. And you can actually see the family, which is not something you get to do very often this time of
correct,
year.
Correct,
so.
Correct. Well, bye weeks, I tell people, you still got to work.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're still working. So
it's just doing different things.
It's not going on a vacation and relaxing or extended weekend. This is still work. So we got to try to get some footing and get ahead a little bit more so on our recruiting, on the recruiting front.
And looking ahead to the around the GLIAC and stuff, you've seen some of the other teams and stuff. It's been some unusual score. I mean, there's always unusual scores, but the GLIAC is the GLIAC, and there's not really any huge surprises so far.
No, not at all. You know, I think everyone's trying to get through their non-conference schedules and, you know, have good showings and things of that nature. Even when we play Northern, actually, this is a non-conference game.
Yes, I was just going to mention that. Even though we're playing them twice, this is the non-conference game.
This is the non-conference game. So we're not even the conference play just yet. So, the conference is the conference. You know, GLIAC is a GLIAC, strong conference, man, and you just got to come ready to play every week, as you know, as you've been here and been around for a while.
Yeah, we've both been around a while.
Yeah, a long time.
I would say last time, I would say we've been around so long that we had hair, but neither of us had hair.
Since no
I've
hair.
Neither of us
since I've been coaching,
yeah,
I lost
know,
my hair.
I haven't coached. I lost my hair too, so it's just that's the way it is. So, Coach Haynes, thanks for joining us as always. You can dig into your wings now.
Oh, appreciate it.
And have a great weekend. Good luck recruiting, and we'll see you next week on the
show. All right, brother. Appreciate it.
We'll take a break. Come back with junior wide receiver Brian Keefe. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Choosing the right team is just as important in business as it is in baseball.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik is the right team to assist with audit, tax, accounting, bookkeeping, and payroll, as well as business and IT consulting needs.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik's all-star lineup of accounting professionals is dedicated to excellence and delivering outstanding value.
Serving clients throughout Michigan from 10 locations, including Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik, experienced, responsive, respected.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik, a proud supporter of the Great Lakes Loons.
Now is the perfect time to get a complimentary wealth planning review from a Fidelity representative. They can discuss ways to help grow and protect your wealth, from year-round tax-smart guidance to finding the balance between risk and reward across all your investments. Schedule an appointment to learn more about Fidelity's one-on-one approach to wealth management. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Choosing the right team is just as important in business as it is in baseball.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik is the right team to assist with audit, tax, accounting, bookkeeping, and payroll, as well as business and IT consulting needs.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik's all-star lineup of accounting professionals is dedicated to excellence and delivering outstanding value.
Serving clients throughout Michigan from 10 locations, including Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik, experienced, responsive, respected.
Andrews Hooper Pavlik, a proud supporter of the Great Lakes Loons.
Grand Traverse Pie Company in Midland is passionate about making your taste buds happy. Warm up with a bowl of Grand Traverse Pie Company's homemade soups, tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, or traditional chicken noodle. Cool off with the fresh Grand Traverse Pie Company salad, chicken fiesta, black beans, corn, and tortilla strips, or a cherry chicken, cucumber, feta, parmesan, and dried cherries. Dine in, take out, or delivery. Homegrown in Michigan, homemade in Midland. Grand Traverse Pie Company, North Saginaw in Midland.
Linked Technologies knows modern business relies heavily on technology to service, produce, and communicate with valued customers. So pervasive is our need for technology that when it fails, owners and employees alike scramble to try to restore services. Let Linked Technologies diversify your business IT needs so that when your server crashes, and it will, vital services such as email, critical business applications, and data remain accessible to your business.
Connection established.
Learn more at linkedtech.com.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our newest sponsor, Northwood Athletics, is a place I have somewhat of a love-hate relationship, but it's still great. That's the Polecat Golf Course. Since 1992, Polecat has become a must-play for golfers all over Michigan. Located in Mount Pleasant, the par 72 is a championship-style layout designed for by PGA Pro and Mount Pleasant native Dan Pohl. The course features state-of-the-art i3 carts with GPS, ideal for your golf outing, social events, and weddings. For more information, please visit polecat.net. Our next guest, junior wide receiver, maker of big plays, Bryant Keefe. Bryant, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Do you golf? We'll go right to that. Well, tough, hard-hitting questions right away.
I do. I just kind of brought on the golfing, I would say, habit/lifestyle last year.
Okay.
Worked at a golf course throughout the pandemic, but
okay.
Just kind of got into it. I'm a big Top Golf guy.
Top Golf is. We need to, not that they're ever going to be one in Midland, but we need to make that happen.
Right.
Come on, entrepreneurial Northwood students, let's go.
There we go.
Bryant is a wide receiver for the Timberwolves, and coming off a game where you caught a touchdown pass against Tiffin, and we just mentioned, we talked to Leonard about that, and it was a 4th-and-16 play from the Tiffin 39. Talk about that play from your perspective.
4th-and-17.
Okay, who's counting? You are.
It was no man's land, and I knew where we were at, and I kind of was looking over the sideline thinking that we might go for it just from the degree of where we were. It was either that or we were going to take the delay game maybe twice and punt it. And then when I saw the play signaled in, like Coach said, it was a 4-vertical play. And right when I saw the play call, I mean, I just looked over at Nate and I knew it was coming my way. Just trusting him to throw it up and let me go get it, and him trusting me to go make the play. And, I mean, executed just like we drew it up, I guess.
And, of course, we can't have you on the show and not talk about last year's Tiffin game because, again, I do this every time. 2 years ago,
yep.
The game against Tiffin, you made SportsCenter Top 10 again. And the catch this weekend was good, but the SportsCenter Top 10 was spectacular. Talk about that play from a couple years ago.
You know, that play, I'll remember that one forever. I remember the play call. It really is one of our few plays that is you have to throw it to this guy on this play. And Coach Z at the time signaled in, told me to go to the boundary receiver. And, you know, Grant Dunichek just kind of threw it up. Actually, I ran the worst route of my life.
Oh, good.
And he still threw it my way. My probably my best friend, another good player on the team, Noah Kenichnek, was actually wide open on the other side. But, you know, he threw it up my way. And, Dunny, I love you, man, but he underthrew the ball.
So what we've heard is someone else is wide open. You ran a bad route, and
yeah.
He underthrew it.
And he underthrew the ball. All of those, that's the equation for a SportsCenter Top 10 catch. I mean, if he could have just threw the ball out there, and it would have been just a catch like this past Saturday. I mean, just all by myself walking in the end zone. But underthrew it a few yards, and, I mean, I just went up over the top. He trusted me, and I just went and got the ball. And at the time of the catch, I didn't expect it to make the SportsCenter, but I got a notification from Twitter, probably
yep.
You posting
yep.
it,
yep.
about midnight that night that I had made it, and that was just great. I mean, it would have been nicer if we had pulled that win off, but that's a memory that will live on with me forever, and it was just great.
Yeah, it was wild. That was our first game with the new webcasting system, and we got some – our great photographer, Adam Furman, got some awesome
yeah.
pictures from that. So if you guys want to see it, Bryant Keefe, K-I-E-F-T catch. Just look at Google it. I just did. There's all sorts of pictures of it online. So, so it's a great play. Talk about for the rest of the season. What are you looking for your specifically the offense? What do you think you guys are capable of going forward?
You know, it's nice having this bye week right now, rolling into league play, even though this first game isn't technically league play.
It's a whole weird thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
The offense just need – we've been put in the right situations. We just need to execute and finish, and that's kind of been the emphasis on this bye week. We all know our assignment. We know our alignment. We just need to finish when we have the opportunity to do so. Thinking back on that goal line versus Tiffin, just stuff like that. I mean, we've had opportunities, and if we go back and we watch the film and we see the plays are there, the play calling is there, us as athletes just need to execute. And that just comes with trust and repetition. And, you know, we went through 2 weeks, and now there's no more excuses. I mean, we just got to get the job done. The line's got to block for the quarterback. The line's got to block for the running back. And get the ball to the playmakers, and the playmakers got to make the plays. You know, we've had a couple drops. But that's in the past. History books are closed. We're moving on forward, and we're just gonna look to execute and finish.
And I can tell you, we're just talking to Brian Keeft on Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. And as the person that shares social media responsibility at Northwood, I can tell you that Brian is one of our most vocal and supportive fans.
Oh, yeah.
You are a big Timberwolf fan, and the good thing is you're very positive, too. So I'd like to thank you for tweeting 99% positive things. We don't always get all positive things, but you're a big supporter of the whole athletic department.
Right, yeah, top to bottom. I mean, we got friends on pretty much every team, whether it's, started out notoriously us football guys at the basketball games, you know. You guys talked about that with Eric last week, and then we're now newfound friends with the men's soccer team. We've always been good friends with the women's soccer team. We just like to go out and support. We don't expect that in return, but it is reciprocated.
Yeah.
I mean, if you saw versus Gannon, we had a big crowd, a student section, for the first time since I had been here. And, I mean, that's credit to all those students for coming out. But we just love, you know, supporting everybody. And going out, I mean, it's college, best time of our life, and all these friends. I mean, we have a small campus. We see these people every day.
Yep.
So we just like to go out there and support huge T-Wolf fans. Just like to see the teams win, and it always helps when there's a crowd there rooting for you. So
yep.
That's what we like to do.
And I always end these interviews. I was going to say, you're a super fan,
yep.
But you're a positive. And it's not that Santiago isn't a positive super fan, but he's on another
level. Oh, yeah. He's in a league of his own.
Yeah, see, you can't even – yeah, he's All-American, first-team All-American.
Oh, yeah.
What's your major? What do you want to do when you graduate?
Operations and supply chain management is my major. I would love to go into some type of business operations. With this past summer where I worked down in the Ozarks, I kind of have a loose opportunity maybe to get into sales, and that's something I'd also be interested in doing. So we just kind of see where it goes. When the job offers start coming in and stuff like that. So
you got some time, too.
Yeah.
So. Now, Cash and Eric are both a year younger than you, so they all both said they didn't know, but they got time. You're getting a little closer to graduation.
Technically, we all came in the same class.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Then when you take into account, I didn't redshirt.
Right.
They redshirted now this
right.
COVID year. I
right.
mean, like, I'm in the classroom. I'm a senior.
Right, right,
but,
right.
Like,
it's so confusing.
Yeah, it's just all this is just it's just confusing, but, you know, I'm just making the most of the time I have while I'm here, and the rest will take care of itself.
Well, Bryant, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being a super fan. And have a good bye week and good luck in a couple weeks against Northern.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Stevie Shard from the men's soccer program. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Linked Technologies knows modern business relies heavily on technology to service, produce, and communicate with valued customers. So pervasive is our need for technology that when it fails, owners and employees alike scramble to try to restore services. Let Linked Technologies diversify your business IT needs so that when your server crashes, and it will, vital services such as email, critical business applications, and data remain accessible to your business.
Connection established.
Learn more at linkedtech.com.
We asked Andrew Anderson why Northtown gives him confidence in his family's safety.
Because it's a family vehicle, I want to make sure that it's repaired to the pre-accident condition. With all the technology on board and airbags, it's important to make sure that everything is repaired to the pre-accident condition. The experts at Northtown Collision make sure that happens. I trust Charlie, Quinn, and the team to make decisions through the process.
Trust Northtown Collision, because your family's safety is their number one priority. Northtown Collision, just 7 minutes north of the Midland Mall.
Rolls Mechanical specializes in HVAC, refrigeration, and plumbing services. Rolls Mechanical has the only Department of Labor registered plumbing apprenticeship in the state, which guarantees expert service. Rolls Mechanical is a local family-owned commercial and industrial mechanical contractor. Moreover, while women make up only 1.4% of the HVAC industry, Rolls Mechanical is proud to be woman-owned. Count on Rolls Mechanical for immediate service 24/7, 365. Search Rolls Mechanical on Facebook.
This is Jason from Premier Tile and Stone. You may know us for having Mid-Michigan's largest selection of porcelain, mosaic, and natural stone tiles. We also offer free estimates and design consultation to all of our customers. But did you know that we also serve contractors and do-it-yourselfers with a full line of Schluter and Laticrete products, including grouts, transition metals, shower systems, and setting materials? We stock most of these products at our warehouse in Midland and offer very aggressive pricing. Premier Tile and Stone, Airport Road, 2 miles west of Eastman, just off US 10. PremierTileStone.com.
Do you want to live more independently? Do you wonder if your business is accessible? Do you have questions about disability services or benefits? Disability Network of Mid-Michigan has the answers. They are the resource to help you access your community to live, work, and play. Contact them today, 800-782-4160. Disability Network of Mid-Michigan is the proud sponsor of accessible services at Dow Diamond. Disability Network of Mid-Michigan and the Great Lakes Loons, working together to create accessible and inclusive communities where everyone can dive in.
Applied Imaging, Michigan's premier provider of office technology products and services, salutes the Great Lakes Loons and their enthusiastic supporters. While the Loons are entertaining Dow Diamond fans throughout the summer, Applied Imaging's fast, friendly, and amazing people will ensure Loons management and staff perform productively and efficiently while delivering the unmatched fun, excitement, and unpredictability of family-friendly minor league baseball. Applied Imaging, a proud partner of the Great Lakes Loons and a key resource for the Midland business community. AppliedImaging.com.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest is the men's soccer coach, and I don't think we've had you live on the show. We've had you pre-recorded a few times, but now you're here in person. Stevie Shard, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Early in the season, lots of new faces for your team. Talk about the state of the union for men's soccer right now.
So non-conference, you know, we use them to kind of get a gauge of what everybody else is like, but yeah, it wasn't good to start with. We had a rough time down at Finley. We had quite a few players missing, to be fair, and went to Cedarville, did really well. You know, they're ranked like number 14th in the country right now, lost with 2 minutes to go. So we did well, and then we went down to Tiffin last week, played Lake Erie. We were a very, very good team, beat them 2-0. And then we had a meltdown on Sunday. We had players injured. You know, we've had a tough time with injuries right now. We've got two or three players out. We had a couple of guys with COVID. So, like, you know, when we go to our starting 11, 14, we've got five or six missing. But, I mean, we fared well. I mean, those guys are 1, 2, and 3 in the GMAC, so looking forward, we know we can compete with the best teams down there. So,
and you look at, like you said, your good moments have been really brilliant. You've scored some excellent goals so far, but it's you had a weird year last year in the spring. You almost discount anything that happened in the spring, and now coming back with new faces, it's been a couple years since you played a true schedule. It's just such a huge adjustment for all you guys.
Yeah, I mean, our guys have, you know, we had going from, you know, especially in the spring, playing once a week, now going twice a week. You know, they've played, including scrimmages, we're 7 games in after 3 or 4 weeks, which is, you know, it takes a toll on the players. And, you know, to adjust to that and adjust to the travelling as well every weekend. You know, we've got a lot of new faces. You know, I think on Sunday we had like maybe 5 or 6, you know, either freshmen or transfers, which is, you know, really unheard of for us, to be fair, because we have kind of a set tone. So it was a big adjustment for them, but, you know, they've reacted well this week in practice. You know, we've gone through a lot of video. They understand, you know, you can't just play one good game a season and then be good with it, you know. So when we played Lake Erie, we played very, very well. You know, organized, discipline. We did a lot of changes. And, you know, they thought Sunday they could just walk out and win, and obviously they didn't. And, you know, so, it's been a big adjustment for them, and especially the new guys coming in who are not used to playing 2 games in, you know, 48 hours. So we've, you know, they'll get there. Hopefully it'll start tomorrow, but, yeah, we'll go with it.
And, yeah, tomorrow, you mentioned tomorrow. Tomorrow you open conference play against Northern Michigan. Or not Northern Michigan. Sorry, that's Parkside. Wrong green team you're playing this weekend. Yeah, Parkside tomorrow, Northern Michigan Sunday. 2 more challenges for you guys.
Yeah, you know, Parkside just gets stronger and stronger. You know, when you look at bringing players in and you look at, you know, movement, Ohio Valley, who were, I think, maybe number 2 in the country last year, you know, Parkside got 2 or 3 of their best players. So they go from strength to strength. And obviously with the COVID year and the red shirt, they don't really lose anybody. So it'll be tough. You know, we were very close with them in the spring. When we played them in the tournament, you know, we were very unfortunate with COVID and injuries. You know, we went with a weaker squad. You know, if we show what we can play, if we play well, we'll beat them. And if we don't play well, it could be, a massacre. It just depends. And you know, Northern Michigan's our bogey team. We no matter when we play them, it doesn't matter how well we play them, they always end up finding a way to beat us, just like we played them last spring.
And
so,
and not to mention they're weird games.
Very weird. The one in the spring was a unique experience because we played in the Superior Dome.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, like, it was just every time we played them, it's just a weird game. There's no, like, you don't know if you're cheering or you're bored because, you know, 1 minute everybody's on their feet and it's the same thing. It's just, yeah, the atmosphere, whenever we play them here or when we play them up in Northern Michigan, it's just they're just a difficult team to play against. Whether they're good or bad, they're just difficult.
I mean, we could see Pogge run all the way near midfield in the course of play. I mean, we've seen it all in those games. So
yeah, absolutely.
Well, Stevie, tomorrow at noon and Sunday at 3 o'clock, two home games, your first two home games of the year. Should be a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up. You're listening to Northern Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
After a tough workout, plenty of athletes reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has electrolytes and bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. In Michigan, approximately 1,500 dairy farm families work to provide safe, high-quality milk and dairy products for us to enjoy. Approved by Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Milk means more.
Rolls Mechanical specializes in HVAC, refrigeration, and plumbing services. Rolls Mechanical has the only Department of Labor registered plumbing apprenticeship in the state, which guarantees expert service. Rolls Mechanical is a local family-owned commercial and industrial mechanical contractor. Moreover, while women make up only 1.4% of the HVAC industry, Rolls Mechanical is proud to be woman-owned. Count on Rolls Mechanical for immediate service 24/7, 365. Search Rolls Mechanical on Facebook.
After a tough workout, plenty of athletes reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has electrolytes and bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. In Michigan, approximately 1,500 dairy farm families work to provide safe, high-quality milk and dairy products for us to enjoy. Approved by Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Milk means more.
Niles Industrial Coatings has opportunities right now for industrial painters. These are skilled trade career opportunities with union representation. New recruits receive on-the-job training, competitive pay and benefits, the opportunity to earn a pension, and opportunities for overtime. These positions offer a very real opportunity for long-term growth and are not simply a temporary seasonal job. For more information about careers at Niles Industrial Coatings, email recruitment at nilesindustrial.com.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Great job, honey! Oh, well, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Welcome back. Final segment of Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Like we mentioned, football is on the bye week. Doesn't mean Northwood doesn't have a busy weekend of athletics. Like we mentioned, the soccer teams both have their home openers this weekend. The men tomorrow at noon against Parkside. They also play Sunday at 3 o'clock against Northern Michigan. The Northwood women's soccer team also has their home opener on Sunday. That's also against Northern Michigan at noon. Volleyball nearby, if you want to go check out and support Dave Shoemaker's team, off to a great start this year. They are at Saginaw Valley tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So it should be another great weekend here for Northwood Athletics. I'd like to good luck to the Loons tonight. And a little shout-out, I got to say, I told him I was going to say this, Brad Tunney with one of the greatest let's goes of all time on the big home run at West Michigan the other night. Fantastic call for that for you guys. So good job, Brad Tunney. And good luck tonight in the playoff push. Loons need a W tonight. That's right. Let's go. So good luck to the Loons, and thanks, everybody, for listening. I'd like to thank Leonard Haynes, Bryant Keith, and Stevie Sharp for joining us. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses in downtown Midland. Get an inside-the-pack perspective.